Bernstein and Harris Show.
Sexy Football with Matt Bowen.
I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon.
You should be. Everybody should.
It's a hard thing to figure. I mean, I looked at it, like, if you look at the 12 teams in the playoffs, like, every team in the playoffs has a guy that had five or more wins this year. So there's no question that when you're looking to beat projections, when you're looking to have that excellent season, having players just outperform expectations is a big part of it. But on the flip side of that, you know, of that group, I think like five of the 14 five-win players on playoff teams, only five of them were projected to be five or more win players. The rest of them just had career years. They had fantastic seasons and outperformed. I do think that's something we lacked this year.
That was Cubs President of Baseball Operations Jed Hoyer, who just concluded his season-closing press conference at Wrigley Field, in which he talked about, among other things, the problems with building a team in a ballpark that can either be a hitter's park or a pitcher's park to the extreme in either direction. He mentions that they collectively fell into a slump in May and June, but described it as an unusual season to evaluate the offense. It's the weather, he said. And he said ultimately some of the players got to their expected numbers, but it still wasn't enough. So I was dismayed at his sort of refusal to embrace the idea that you got to plan for more than just hope for overperformance. Overbuild. Do more than you have to do. Spend more than you might otherwise spend. Have enough redundancies that you can handle these. Just like you pointed out, the Braves, I didn't even mention they lost Spencer Strider,
right?
Let alone Acuna and Albies.
That was one of the reasons I thought the Cubs had a chance to catch the Braves, is because, hey, they got these injuries. They don't have the guys that are supposed to be the ones, the cogs in the engine, if you will. So I was like, okay, the Cubs have a chance. Now the Cubs, they just couldn't get it together from a consistency standpoint. One of the moves that they made, and one of the guys that was talked about in that press conference, Isak Paredes, I mean, the last 3 months of the season, he's batting .202. He's the offense and the slug did not come from him. He had like six home runs on the back half. Like, you need more. You just need more. And so when guys underperform and don't match the numbers on the back of their baseball cards, your team needs to have more production from someone, anyone. We mentioned a year ago, Cody Bellinger was able to kind of carry that load for a time when everybody else was slumping. But they need more players who slump for shorter periods of time. That's ultimately what happens. You look at the Yankees, which I know is the extreme case because you have Judge and you have Soto. But you have, like, Aaron Judge, even when he slumps, guess what? When he's not slumping, he's carrying you. So I look at the Braves as an example of a team that overbuilt, as you called it, and they were able to hang on for a wild card spot when really the expectation was that they would win the division and challenge for a World Series. Now, they're still hurting, so they probably won't get to the World Series. But as we saw last year, just get into the tournament. If you just get into the tournament, you have a chance. The Cubs, the last two seasons, last year by a game, this time by what? Was it six games they finished out of the wild card? I know 10 games out of the division. But you got to get in the tournament. And the goal should be to get in the tournament. Yes, ultimately, yes, you want to celebrate a division championship. But get into the tournament. Six teams get to do it. There's three wild card spots in each league. You have six teams making the playoffs. Get into the tournament, Dan. Whatever it takes to get into the tournament, that's what the Cubs need to be doing this offseason.
Tell me if I'm doing this math wrong.
Okay.
And tell me if I'm missing a name.
I'm really
here.
Good at math. Go ahead.
Isak Paredes, 0.4 F4. Nick Madrigal, negative 0.7. Christopher Morel, negative 0.2. Miles Mastroboni, negative 0.4. So that's third base.
That's a negative 0.9.
That's a negative 0.9 is what I had.
Yeah, I did in my head.
Think about that. You're a major league baseball team.
From a power position, by the way. Corner
it's
infielder.
A corner infielder.
Yeah.
And you are a win, a full win below replacement level. How do you get there?
Layla will be on tomorrow with you guys, with us.
Yes.
And one of the things that she said was the Cubs should have gone after Matt Chapman. They could have done that. They could have shored up third base and not have this terrible math that you're doing right now at that corner, big, important position.
And it doesn't mean that you had to extend him.
You call it terrible math. I call it fun with integers. That's just me.
Careful.
It makes me sick, whatever you want to call it.
Matt Chapman.
Nerd!
I did not expect Matt Chapman
no
to have
one did.
The year he had.
No one did. Let's be honest. And that's the thing. I don't want to get so far over to one side where we're making outrageous statements because guys had career years in spots that we didn't expect.
And I would not have signed him to the deal that Buster Posey signed him to. But 5.4 F4 with the .9, with a negative .9, the difference there...
4.5.
...is 6.3. It's a negative .9.
Oh, yeah, the negative.
So we add that. That's 6.3 wins if the... And this is all hindsight, but just as an example of what we talk about when we talk about wins above replacement, they had 83 wins.
Yeah, 6.3. I see where you're going with this.
Gets them to 89.3.
I saw where you're going with that.
89.3 wins at one position. Then you're talking.
Then you're in the mix because every game counts down the stretch and it's a different, you're not eliminated with, you know, less than 2 weeks to go.
This is just, I need to find...
Okay, so Dan,
go ahead.
Dan, here's what I want to tell you. I understand everything that he said in that 40 minutes he was at the podium talking, right? Mm-hmm. But one of the things I need to point out is, it's not like he said he wasn't going to look for outside help. I think he's just giving himself some cushion if they can't get anything done. You know? Like, we got to figure out who all is going to be available, not only in the free agent class, but available for trade because they're up on arbitration. Some smart market teams don't want to pay. There's a lot of different ways you can go about getting the outside help that you need. I think we need to be a little patient and see how it plays out. Now, I know that doesn't do any... You didn't hear what you wanted to hear today. That's the bottom line. You wanted to hear, we need to go out and get more offense by any means necessary.
We need to act like a major market team.
Okay, major, yes.
We need to act like the Dodgers.
They're not the Dodgers. They're
Why not
the Yankees.
Why not?
They choose not to be.
There you go. They're just not.
They're not. But that doesn't mean they can't be as good as.
If they get a little lucky.
Ever since the Ohtani deal, everyone's going to need to get a little lucky. Let's see how the Dodgers postseason plays out. But if it plays out how I believe it will play out, everyone's going to be needing luck for the next decade going forward.
This is from today's Craig Calcaterra Cup of Coffee newsletter. And as I've mentioned many times, if you're not starting your day with this, you're missing out on a lot. Not just baseball, but all kinds of cool music and pop culture stuff as well. That Farhan Zaidi needed to go, this was the guy in charge of the Giants,
yes,
is not a controversial view to hold. He was hired prior to 2019, and the Giants only posted a winning record once in his six seasons at the helm. It was 2021, when a confluence of improbable career years, many from older players, including Buster Posey, caused the Giants to win a franchise record 107 games. It felt fluky at the time. As the years have gone on, the 2021 Giants have been revealed to be one of the biggest flukes in recent baseball history. In the ensuing season, San Francisco has won 81, 79, and 80 games. Zaidi, who famously got into baseball after reading Moneyball, came into the organization with impeccable sabermetric and analytic bona fides. He would eventually turn off a big portion of the team's fan base, however.
Of course.
By virtue of a conservative, incremental style of team building, in which he never seemed all that interested in making big moves. How much of that was due to a mandate from team ownership is an open question, but Zaidi did a pretty poor job of selling that approach to fans and potential free agents, and more significantly, he did a pretty poor job of building small compared to how clubs like the Rays or division rival Diamondbacks have done. The ethos of the Zaidi Giants always seemed to be, let's try to win 85 games, snag a wild card, and hope magic happens in October. It never really happened, and it never worked for a Giants fan base, which reasonably expects their team to contend for championships, not 85 win and a prayer seasons.
Just to point out, when you're talking about 85 wins, you're talking about going 85 and 77. That's not good. Well, that's like above average, but
change those, swap some names out there.
So you're saying you feel like the Cubs are on that track?
What's different?
That was a death knell. To have that approach was a death knell. I think 90 wins is a little more telling. Like, if you go 90 and 72.
90's different.
So
90 puts you there.
85's like barely over 500.
Look, Craig Counsell didn't use 90. But he didn't pull that out of thin air.
No, you can go back and look and see when the last time a 90-win team didn't make the playoffs. You're going to have to – it'll take you a minute. So I think for the Cubs, the realization is going to hit as they have those offseason budget meetings that they haven't had yet that Jed Hoyer was alluding to, that they need to do more on the outside as well as make sure the guys that they bring up from the inside are ready. Like the Pete Crow Armstrong, if we got a full season of Pete Crow, back half Pete Crow,
that's 6 wins.
That's a different conversation.
That's 6 wins.
But we didn't. You can't depend on guys making the jump from AAA to the major leagues to have a smooth transition. Mm-hmm. You have to account for adjustments that are going to be made. And I think if you do that and go out and get help, now you're in that overbuild situation. If you're the Cubs in market 3, and just so people understand, there are 212 media markets in this country. Number 1 is New York. Number 2 is Los Angeles. Number 212 is Glendive, Montana. The Cubs are number 3. You got to have big market expectations.
Where's Alpena, Michigan these days?
I'll look it up and let you know at a later time. But I'm just telling you, as a guy who's worked in a lot of these other markets, I worked in Pittsburgh. I was a sideline reporter and a pre- and post-game host for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I could tell you what the Nuttings were doing. Since I left there, I could tell you what they've done.
Nutting.
Not a whole lot.
They done nothing.
Listen, so I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think he was buying some time, and he doesn't really know what exactly they're going to do. But I think he's saying, hey, it may come more internally than externally. And if it comes more internally than externally, as long as externally you are doing something, as long as you're finding relief help, hey, what's up with a closer and an eighth inning setup guy? And I said, Porter Hodge may very well fill one of those roles, but you got to have more depth. He addressed it. That's when I heard him in that press conference in the 40 minutes saying, I didn't do a good enough job. Love hearing that when that's the case. And that's what Jed Hoyer, and I'll give him credit for that, said. But the internal and the external, he needs both. He needs to find multiple ways, multiple avenues to get the Cubs better.